Carp, just I mean, you've done this a lot here. Are you getting tired of talking to us, or is this pinch hit thing going to be something regular that you have to do these Zooms now daily?
I mean, typically, if you're talking with you guys after the game, usually a good thing. So I could get used to it, I guess.
Can you describe? I mean, you come up there to double the run score, but just the way the offense came today, it was, you know, marking a few innings, one here, one there, but really kind of a sustained threat. What that means for the lineup as a whole, as opposed to like maybe the bursts and then droughts that we saw earlier in the month?
Yeah, I think, you know, like I think I told you guys in Philadelphia, it was, I think our offense has a chance to be a really consistent, tough 1-9 that just kind of puts together good at bats. And, you know, tonight was one of those nights where I felt like, you know, we just kind of put that together and, you know, kind of found a way to score runs in different ways. And, you know, you look at just kind of how baseball is. Nolan hits two balls off the barrel, gets, you know, a couple doubles and a couple RBIs, and hits his two hardest balls of the night, and they're outs. You know, but that's just kind of how the game goes sometimes. But you look at our lineup, and, you know, I think, like I said, I think it's got a chance to be a really good one that can do that nightly.
So you had the home run off the foul pole and then the one off the glove. Is this the one that you actually like didn't doubt was going out?
It's the first swing I've taken this season that I just knew that nobody's going to catch it.
Thanks, Matt.
Carb, like, you've obviously been around for a long time. You know this clubhouse probably better than anyone. What was your perspective on today and how he was able to bounce back and you know, after such a scary incident on Wednesday?
Katie, you cut out. Did you ask about Cabrera?
Yes, just the overall synopsis of how you felt Cabrera responded.
Yeah, no, sorry, kind of lost connection for a second. No, I think that didn't surprise me at all. I mean, knowing Cabby and the, you know, kind of mindset that he has, his mental makeup, to be able to come back and, you know, have a good outing, was no surprise to me. And obviously that was a scary situation the other night and unfortunate and, you know, not obviously not something he wanted or anybody wanted, but doesn't surprise me that he was able to rebound in a positive way. I would continue to think that he's going to continue to be great for us and pitch really well. And the further we get away from this, the less of a, you know, thing it'll be and not something that'll kind of linger or mess with his confidence at all. So, but definitely good to see.
Mike Greaves, Illinois Radio.
Matt, when you come to the ballpark and you're not in the starting lineup, how early do you usually anticipate that you might get an at bat, because normally their middle innings are later? Are you ready as early as the first, second, third if needed? How do you kind of mentally approach that?
I mean, I typically try not to take any swing. I didn't take my first swing till, you know, 10 minutes before that first at bat. Just kind of watch the game. You know, I played long enough. I've, you know, had Schilte as a manager long enough to kind of get a feel for when he would use me, and really is dictated off our starting pitcher and how he's throwing the ball and kind of the pace of the game. You just, you know, I've played long enough to kind of get a feel for it. I typically don't even have to know from, you know, our bench coach, Ollie Marmol, or even Mike, our manager, to figure out when my name's going to be called. He kind of just can just see it and know it's going to play out. So I typically just watch the game and then start moving around when I feel like we're half an inning to an inning away from potential from a potential at bat. And tonight was no different. I probably started swinging 10-15 minutes before my name was called.
Yeah. Hey, Matt, I was wondering, I mean, you've had a lot of success at the big league level, but obviously you got off to a bad start this year. Do you need something like this to get your confidence back, or the fact that you have a long body of work keep your confidence up?
I mean, you know, that's a good question, John. I mean, I wouldn't say that, you know, you need this for your confidence. I mean, obviously any hitter wants to have success. But, you know, I know it may sound crazy based off my numbers, but I really just don't feel like it's a really good representation of how I've swung the bat and how I feel at the plate. I've, you know, made a lot of hard outs and just kind of haven't really, you know, gotten anything going on at a consistent level as far as production. But the way my swing feels and the way that, you know, I felt like my bats were even during the times that I was making a lot of outs, I felt like I was right where I needed to be. And, you know, just didn't have any luck, but it certainly feels better to have success. But you know, my confidence, to answer your question, I don't feel like ever really wavered, and you know, I'm just going to try to continue to carry that on as the season goes.